Liberia was one of the worst hit countries by Ebola, and now the government is finding it's a major challenge to get the normal health system to function again. Monrovia's Redemption Hospital is one of the hospitals that had to close down its inpatient department when acting as a makeshift Ebola treatment unit at the height of the outbreak. It is now set to reopen its doors to patients again, but the wards are still contaminated and are currently being cleaned by a team of men clad in protective suits armed with buckets of bleach. Laura Salm-Reiferscheid has more.
Yeah, Abdul, you know what we'll do? Let's make it on Saturday, yeah?
It is quiet in the open courtyard of Redemption Hospital in Monrovia's densely populated New Crew Town neighborhood. Yeah. Not what you would expect of one of the capital's largest health facilities that offers free service to everybody. Dr. Mohamed Sanko is the medical director of the hospital. He sits in his office situated at the back of the large compound while he recounts how in the summer the deadly Ebola virus hit Liberia's health system completely unprepared.
This disease came as an alien to us, a foreigner to us. We did not know it at all. We did not know the pathogenesis of this disease, how it can come about in terms of infection. We do not know the epidemiology of this disease. We never knew anything about this disease. To us, it was a foreign disease. And so how to tackle it was a big case, a real problem.
In May, a nurse brings Ebola to Redemption Hospital after having taken care of a relative in the countryside. As a result, patients, doctors and nurses die of the virus. Chaos breaks out. Family members and people from the surrounding community attack the hospital, demanding the bodies of their loved ones to at least honour them with a proper funeral, a demand the hospital staff had to refuse to prevent further spread of the disease. Staff does not show up to work anymore. Eventually, the inpatient department of the hospital is closed for regular services and turned into a transit area for suspected Ebola patients, to hold them until they could be transferred to a better-equipped Ebola treatment unit, short ETU. Health workers were overwhelmed with the constant stream of new patients. The dying lay outside the hospital doors.
There is a delay in taking these patients to the ETU. So this patient used to be here sometime for about 2 or 3 days, meaning that we had also to treat them. So it was not only a holding, it now became what? Also an ETU. So we had also to face those challenges also of treating these patients as well. We used to have a good number of patients, perhaps 100 cases a day, even 150 cases a day.
When finally enough Ebola treatment units are up and running in Monrovia, the contaminated wards of Redemption are closed in October. A fate similar to most other clinics in Liberia. Many doctors and nurses got infected with the virus all over the country while working in normal hospitals. They in turn infected patients. The public lost trust in the health system. Many sick do not dare to consult doctors now. Pregnant women once again seek help from traditional birth attendants. People are afraid of catching Ebola, afraid of ending up in an ETU, especially as many illnesses have similar symptoms to Ebola, as Dr. Sanko explains.
There are cases that are dying here that are not of Ebola. Malaria cases, pneumonias, respiratory tract infection. Patients come here with respiratory disease, everything like this is the terminal stage of Ebola. Patients come here with fever, patients come here with diarrhea. They attribute it to Ebola. Then at the latter stage, after specimens being taken and all rid of it, examination taken, they came to find out that it is not Ebola, but it's too late.
The number of new infections has gone down in Monrovia and all over Liberia. Now it is a priority to reopen hospitals to cater to other illnesses besides Ebola. For this to happen, Redemption Hospital has to be decontaminated. The dangerous task is undertaken by hospital employees under the lead of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Before entering the wards, the workers have to don protective suits, 2 pairs of gloves, rubber boots and safety goggles. Armed with buckets full of 0.5% chlorine solution to destroy any Ebola virus, they enter the building. Piles of mattresses and hundreds of bags of waste are waiting to be burned in an incinerator. Bed frames, dirty toilets, floors, walls and instruments have to be sprayed and resprayed with bleach. With a mop, Vani Folli, head of hospital maintenance, wipes the chlorine-covered floor. He recounts what they found when they started with the cleanup.
After they removed all the Ebola patients here, the area was very dirty. Food on the floor, very dirty with blood, stool, and the people vomit all over. The people pee all over, toilet all over, and the whole area was just messed up.
Once the decontamination process is finished, Redemption can finally reopen. But one question remains. How can you detect those patients that carry the deadly virus and do not just have malaria or another disease with similar symptoms? Adjacent to Redemption Hospital, Doctors Without Borders has just set up a so-called triage. Sebastián Vidal, field coordinator for the medical organization, explains how the unit will help isolate and diagnose suspected Ebola patients.
The idea around this triage at first was to provide a shield around the hospital and try to protect both the patients and the staff by screening systematically at the entrance of the hospital all cases which might potentially be Ebola and have this facility ready to accommodate them, time to test them, and then see if we refer them back to the hospital so they can get the healthcare they are looking for, or if we refer to an Ebola management center and treat them for Ebola. The idea is really to try to protect the basic health structures and trying this way to kickstart again the normal health system and make sure the population has access to the healthcare they need.
The reopening of Redemption Hospital is just the first step towards normality in a country that has lost more than 3,200 of its people to Ebola and many more to other, usually treatable illnesses. Still, currently less than 50% of regular health services are functioning in Liberia. For DW, I'm Laura Salm-Reiferscheid in Monrovia, Liberia.